Hello everyone. So nice to see you. You are listening to Minneapolis Sounds. Peter thinks he may have a cold, but he really wants to play board games tonight. It's a bit chilly in the Twin Cities today, don't you think? Wear a jacket. Okay, let's get started.
Come on. Thank you. sometimes if I have to park in parking ramp, I will drive all the way to the top because it looks pretty cool. Well, so I play roller derby. I'm not a spring chicken, and I hurt myself at the beginning of the summer, 2-3 months ago. And so I've been rehabilitating my back, which has been, I messed it up pretty good. How I messed it up, like, didn't come from a dramatic hit or anything. I think I was just doing poor posture all over the place, including while I was skating. And sitting, and slouching, and being a tall guy who just kind of does the hunch all the time. So, hasn't been fun, but recovering is, you know, it like puts things in perspective. Like, I'm able to do some stuff that, I'm able to do stuff now that I wasn't last month or the month before. Just came out of physical therapy and they gave me, like better, what am I trying to say? More difficult exercises to do for my abs and stretching and whatnot. So things are looking up. And that feeling of, like, being able to get back on skates again, whoa, like, that feeling is real good because I was driving myself nuts there for a while. So yeah, things are looking up. I still can't quite hit people at practice yet, but I can skate around, and now I can do, like, lunges and sidestepping and a whole bunch of other stuff. So yeah, recovering from an injury, though, if you're going through that right now, I know where you're coming from, and I know how frustrating it is to not be able to play the sport that you invest so much time and effort in. It is very disheartening. Very, very disheartening. So, what helped me when I was in the worst times of it was just hanging out with people, and doing things other than hanging out with people that are, like, solely focused on your sport, because that can be frustrating, and you can just be envious the whole time of, like, oh, these people can skate and hit people, and I can't. Yeah. So, good stuff.
Oh, so you can double check.
Hi, can I get a bowl to go, brown rice, both types of beans, please? Can I get chicken, please, and veggies also? Thank you. Can I get a little bit of mild salsa and a little bit of green salsa? Thanks. Cheese and lettuce. Thank you. Thanks, you too. Bye-bye. Zobie and I just went to the liquor store around the corner to get some beer. Some friends are coming over tonight. Got some Bill's Two Hearted because I was talking about it yesterday and it made me want it. And Lagunitas Imperial Stout for like $5. Anyway, I'm listening to the radio and they're talking about Hurricane Irma about to hit Florida. And that's terrible, obviously. But, you know, people are prone to hyperbole in these situations. This guy who was some sort of spokesman from Florida said, the state and local governments are working together to make sure people get out. And people know that he said these words. People know that if you live in paradise, living in paradise comes with a cost. And that cost, I guess he was implying, was having to leave Florida for a hurricane. Paradise? Really? Come on, that's a bit much.
Yep. And then because
you want to do chocolate for hot?
Chocolate for hot? Oh, yeah, because it wasn't pans. Sure, let's do that.
Oh. Oh. Hmm. Interesting.
There's possibly another hot one out there still.
Hot butts. And Nagatai Gundam is a mecha anime, so I was going for robot.
It's giant fighting robots.
That makes sense.
Gundam Wing,
what
right?
What was the other? Wait, were there two for Gundam?
No, it was just one.
Ah, okay.
Because I was trying to figure out how to connect the robot with something else and I couldn't.
Gotcha.
Maybe the beach is hot.
That does kind of make sense, actually. Now that you say that.
But then the fields could be hot, too.
So, played this game, the werewolf something something. Bunch of teammates came over and we played board games. But, that werewolf last night or something like that. Pretty fun game. You play, everybody gets assigned a role. And all the roles are kept secret, and then you have 3 minutes to figure out who everybody is, and the goal is to kill the werewolf. So it's a lot of guessing and bluffing and stuff. That was fun playing that. And then we played this game called, Code Words, where, one of the people on your team has like a grid, and then you lay out all of these cards in the pattern that only the two certain people on the team know. So they're trying to make you, the other players on their team, guess those specific words. It's a little hard to describe, but it was pretty fun. And then we sort of out of obligation at that point, there was only three of us left, and all three of us were like early people who go to bed kind of early, or at least are home kind of early. So we tried to play this game called Dragonwood. It's like a dice game, which is a fun game, but didn't make it. It was like 10 p.m. We had all had a couple beers, and it just didn't work. So, I think it's like, it's okay to cut things off early and not finish a game if people aren't into it. Yeah. I heard from some of my friends in Florida on Facebook, and some are staying, and they have reasons why they're staying, so, like, because the roads are going to be so packed getting out, and then they're going to be so packed trying to get back in. That's the primary reason people are giving me for staying in Florida. I mean, I get it, I guess. Florida's weird. It's like there's, you know, only a couple of freeways that go north, so, yeah, that's it. Oh, also, I'm facing the dilemma of what to name these things. Like, I'm naming them the date that they were recorded, but, if they're published the next day, should I name them that day? I don't know. I'm going to name them the day that they recorded. That's what I'm going to do from now on. So you'll be reading or listening to these things a day after. Also, I'm not sure how what frequency I should keep up. Like, if I should do, I'm trying to do every day for a while. We'll see how that goes, but eventually I'm going to have to slow that pace down, I bet. We'll see.
Hey, you have been listening to Minneapolis sounds. If your next door neighbor is having a party, try to be there and enjoy it. 2. Show up in a clown costume. Quote Shakespeare. Dance only when there's not music. Invite other clowns. They'll never have one of their annoying parties ever again. See you next time.